She's the sixth generation to live in the same farm here in Pike County. And he can recall more people than I know in my family. So.
Okay, you want me to start backwards or start forwards?
Start here and go back.
Okay. My name is Charles Sterling. My father is Edsel Sterling. And my mother is Paula Deans. Start with the end. My father's father's name was Jesse Tanner. He worked as a prison guard and as a farmer. My father's mother's name was Rose, and she's always been housewife and had very little formal education. My grandfather's father's name was James. He was a self-educated lawyer and member of the Alabama State Legislature for two or three terms, I do not remember which, in the 19-teens. His father's name was Benjamin. James, by the way, was the youngest of Benjamin's children. Benjamin was elected lieutenant in a regiment raised in northern Pike County. Benjamin's land was around Shiny Grove, the northern part of this county. His father, from what I can deduce from records, name was William, and he was here in the early 1830s or 1820s. Okay, to my mother's side of the family. Paula Deane, my mother, is the daughter of Arnold Rowland's Roller and Vernon Enzer's. I live on the same farm as I've been on for the last 142 years. They bought the farm I now live on in 1837, having migrated from Columbus County, North Carolina. My grandfather, Arnold Roller, was a part-time farmer and worked with the County Board of Education. His father, Amos, was a blacksmith and farmer.
Wow.
His wife, Martha, my great-grandmother, whose nickname was Pig, who came from the farm bordering the one I live on, her family did, lived until 1955 and died at the ripe old age of 92. My great-grandfather, Alexander, came to Pike County at the age of 18 in the year of 1837. He spent a good deal of his time serving as Justice of the Peace for that part of Pike County in which we now live in. John, the first to come to Pike County and bought, settled a farm we now live on, came from Columbus County, North Carolina. He was ordained a Primitive Baptist minister in 1833 of the Beaver Dam Creek Association in Columbus County. His wife's name was Elizabeth, and I know absolutely nothing about her except that she inherited the farm when John died in 1862. He did not die in battle, but he did die during the Civil War, apparently, from what I can tell, of disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they are both Elizabeth and John are buried on the farm on which I now live. Alexander, Amos, and my grandfather's brothers and sisters, he being the only one remaining alive, are all buried at Pleasant Hill Primitive Baptist Church, the church John helped found and was first moderator of. Okay, as far as my grandmother, she was originally and came from the Union Hill